works for me. Turn to a VIOP. I make it work for me.
Hi, everybody. This is Brad with the United Way of Columbia and Greene Counties. You are listening to WGXC ACRA, Columbia and Greene Counties, 90.7 on the dial.
Hay acciones cotidianas para ayudar a prevenir la propagación de enfermedades respiratorias. Lávese las manos. Evite el contacto cercano con las personas enfermas. Evite tocarse los ojos, la nariz y la boca. Quédese en casa cuando esté enfermo. Cúbrase al toser o estornudar. Limpie y desinfecte de manera frecuente los objetos que toca. Para obtener más información, visite cdc.gov/COVID-19. Este mensaje es gentileza de la National Association of Broadcasters y de esta estación.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Glen Falls House in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Let's begin.
You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't worry if you can't follow everything that is said. Now repeat.
I love books. Do you love books? Books are great. Read more books. Listen to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Hooray!
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Lena. I am a student of online classes, and I am also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
Bookish things.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're going to do today. We didn't pregame, so I don't know what you all are going to talk about today, whether it's a book or a bookish thing. Who wants to get started?
Oh, we have Lena start for today. It's totally not because I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about yet.
Not that at all.
Well, no. What about Emily? It's totally not also because I have no idea what to talk about.
Okay. I can share a book. I don't think I've talked about this on the show yet. It is a book that I listened to on audio through the Audiobook Sync Summer Sync program, which is a free audiobook program that's offered every summer. This year it's being offered through Overdrive's Sora app, which is S-O-R-A, which you can access with your library card. Actually, I don't even know if you need your library card for this. Never mind, I take it back. You don't need your library card. You just have to get like the code from their website, or you can log in through your school account. So the Sora app is where you would get these, and it's Sync is S-Y-N-C. And every year they come up with a schedule of audiobook releases to give out for free. So every week they have 2 audiobook downloads that you can download for free. And then you can keep them on your device until you decide to delete them. And they try to have thematic connections between the books. Sometimes it's really obvious, sometimes it's a little less so. But there was one that was in this program earlier this spring called The 57 Bus, A True Story of Two Teenagers and the Crime That Changed Their Lives by Dashka Slater. And it's a book I'd wanted to read for a long time because I heard it was very good. Pretty sure it won multiple awards. Let's see. Yeah, it won the Stonewall Book Award for Children's and Young Adult Literature, California Book Award for Young Adult, Los Angeles Times Book Prize for Young Adult Literature, Rhode Island Teen Book Award, Evergreen Teen Book Award, and more. And I don't often read nonfiction that's written for teens. I often read nonfiction written for kids and adults, but for some reason I don't hit up the teen nonfiction section that often. But this one was very good, and I'm going to read the description for it. One teenager in a skirt, one teenager with a lighter, one moment that changed both of their lives forever. If it weren't for the 57 bus, Sasha and Richard never would have met. Both were high school students from Oakland, California, one of the most diverse cities in the country, but they inhabited different worlds. Sasha, a white teen, lived in the middle-class foothills and attended a small private school. Richard, a black teen, lived in the crime-plagued flatlands and attended a large public one. Each day, their paths overlapped for a mere 8 minutes. But one afternoon on the bus ride home from school, a single reckless act left Sasha severely burned and Richard charged with two hate crimes and facing life imprisonment. The case garnered international attention, thrusting both teenagers into the spotlight. And so the book centers on that event, but really gives good attention to both the victim of the crime and the perpetrator of the crime, and does so in a way that I think is really compassionate and echoes the compassion of the youth involved and their families as well. And so I thought it was a very interesting read that touched on a lot of issues around like juvenile justice and the juvenile justice system and race and gender. And it's also just interesting seeing how like one small choice or one small moment can impact your life so incredibly. So Richard, who makes a really stupid decision that is not well thought out, it's not premeditated, he makes this horrible decision that impacts both Sasha's life and his life horribly. And it's really sad. But it's also interesting to think about the fact that even the perpetrator of this crime that was so horrible is a human being and has like positive aspects to them. And so I think it's interesting looking at it in terms of like wanting to never give up on people, especially on youth when they make horrible decisions. And yeah, I thought it was very interesting that it wasn't just placing people in these boxes of victim and criminal, that it really looked at them as whole human beings. And it read really interestingly. I feel like sometimes nonfiction can read in a way that's really dry or too based on like facts or data or I don't know. This one was just very human, had a lot in common with like a memoir, even though it wasn't a memoir. It had that sort of feeling of like a narrative story about a person's life, or in this case, multiple people's lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. So highly suggested. And I think with the sync program, even if you don't catch the release the week that it's released, you can still get it throughout the summer. So as long as the program's going on, you would be able to access the downloads.
Okay.
So if anyone wants to listen to that for free, you can do that during the summer sync program. Yeah, so the website to access these titles is audiobooksync.com, and that's audiobook, like audiobook, A-U-D-I-O-B-O-O-K, and then sync is S-Y-N-C. So audiobooksync.com.
Cool.
And the 57 bus was actually released the first week of the program this summer, and it was paired up with Monday's Not Coming, which I've talked about on the show before, which was written by Tiffany D. Jackson, who we were supposed to have the pleasure of meeting at this year's Book Fest, but alas, did not. And then this week's books are Like No Other by Una LaMarche and Into White by Randy Pink. So I'm looking forward to listening to those. They sound interesting. Mm-hmm. Like No Other's been on my to-read list for a while. I hadn't heard of Into White before, but it sounded good.
Yeah.
So what do you all have to talk about today?
Last night I reread Nimona in a moment of weakness. I reread it again.
A moment of greatness, you mean?
A moment of greatness. I love that comic so much.
Yay. Can you tell our listeners about it?
Yes. Let me look up a summary, because if I try to talk about it myself, I'll just start gushing about it, about how good it is. I can't trust myself to talk about it. Nimona is a young adult graphic novel by Noelle Stevenson, which follows the adventures of Nimona as she serves as sidekick to the villainous Lord Ballister Blackheart, determined to overthrow the Institute of Law Enforcement and Heroics, believing them to be corrupt.
That is a short description.
It is a short description, and I'm not sure if that's what the description on the back says, but
it is what it is.
It's very good. It's very good, and I believe it started out as a webcomic, which I love, because now that it's published on paper and like in a physical copy, you can read the first two pages and see how it really, like, the art evolves from a simple webcomic to like a full-blown story at the end. The art, like, gets more advanced, it gets more detailed. I love it so much. It's so good.
I also love Nimona. It is a wonderful standalone graphic novel. I wouldn't have minded a sequel, but I also think it's beautiful as it is. And it's a nice mix of like funny and exciting and has some more serious moments too. But I think it's primarily reads as funny to me.
And I believe Noelle Stevenson worked on the reboot of She-Ra on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I have not finished that show, but it has recently, I think, either concluded or concluded a season, and I would love to get back into it. I only made it to episode 8 before I stopped watching, and I don't remember why I stopped watching.
Life.
Yeah, just life probably got in the way. I probably watched it during, like, a long vacation, and then the vacation ended, and I just didn't have time to get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really should, because it was good. And you can, like, totally see, like, Noelle Stevenson's, like, art style and, like, her voice in that show, like, similar to Nimona. So I really need to get back into it.
Yeah, she also was one of the, or maybe she was the creator of Lumberjanes. And I know there were a number of contributors to that series. But that's also a very fun series that I think Amelia would like as well as Lena.
I think I have the first issue, but I haven't read it yet.
I forget which one I'm up to. All I know is that the latest one that we have at the library, I've already read. So I have to, the other ones are checked out. So I don't know. Because I kind of have to peek at them to remember if I've read them or not.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a series that I'd like to pick up again. Another series that reminds me of is The Adventures of Superhero Girl by Faith Erin Hicks. Or I guess it's not really a series, but it started off as not a web series, but a newspaper-based series where it was like a comic strip for a local newspaper in, I think, Halifax in Canada, I believe. But it's about a young superhero. I think she's like college age or maybe in her young 20s, who has trouble finding a job. She can't really hold down a regular job because she has to tend to her superhero duties, but then there's not much crime in Canada and superhero fighting doesn't pay. So she's like always struggling to get by. And then she also has like a superhero brother, who I think his name is Kevin, who is kind of like the golden boy, like the superhero that everybody like bows down to and is like, it's Kevin. Oh my God. And she's just like, what about me? Come on. I'll fight the ninjas. I got this. And it's really funny, but it's also interesting because it was newspaper-based comic, so it's in strips rather than in larger panels.
Oh.
And so the book itself is kind of squat.
That's funny.
But I like Faith Erin Hicks a lot, and that one has always been one of my favorites. But yeah.
So I just remembered why I stopped watching it. Oh my gosh. I remember why I stopped watching She-Ra, the reboot of it.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped watching it, I think, because it was made by the same studio that made a reboot of Voltron. And I don't know if anyone knew about that. I think we talked about it with Ingrid once when she was still on the show.
Hi, Ingrid.
So that one came out a while ago. I think Ingrid brought up that show. And I brought up that I had started watching it. And I think I just got to the last season of that show before I finally realized, man, this is really boring. Why am I still watching this? It was one of those realizations where it's like, man, I don't think I actually like this show. And it just kind of made me lose faith in the studio a little bit. That's why I stopped watching it. But then I found out Noelle Stevenson was on it. Mm-hmm. And I found out about some stuff that happened in the latest season. And I thought, oh, now I need to watch it.
Yeah.
That's why I stopped. Because they had like a whole thing around rebooting cartoons from that era.
Yeah, I think they're not rebooting, but I think it's both Netflix, but I'm not sure, that have projects in the works for both the Bone series by Jeff Smith, which I love, and Sweet Tooth by Jeff Lemire, which I also love. And I don't know when they're going to be released, but I'm very excited to check those out. Those are two series that I loved so much.
I had no idea they were going to make a Bone series. Oh my gosh.
That's what I heard.
That's so exciting. I can't wait. It's awesome. I really hope it's good. I really, really hope it's good.
I have faith. Selena, what have you been reading, watching, enjoying?
Everything except for doing homework and going to school.
You haven't been doing those things or you haven't been enjoying them?
I haven't been enjoying them. And also I forgot there was a homework due Friday. I had to do it yesterday. Instead.
Oh.
But good thing is that school ends this Friday. And bad thing is that I have to return my stuff next Friday. Because there's one book from the school that I borrowed that I can't find. Hmm. It's called Charmed. Hmm. It's basically like about you being like a witch. Like basically it's about this girl who wants to be a witch. But yeah, that's all I remember, like from the cover, because like I'm pretty sure I was like, oh, I'm gonna start reading this, and then I only read 2 pages because I got a headache
and then I got lost.
Yeah, and then we did Just Dance because my mom wanted to bring me outside and I don't like going outside.
Not at all.
When I have to go back to school again.
When you have to be outside?
Yeah, because I want to go on the bus because that was like my pride and joy, because like I could have my new phone like on the bus, and also I can just say hello to like, yeah, no, I don't have any friends that go on the bus. I do have one, but like she rarely goes. And also, I haven't been enjoying shows because I actually have been drawing a lot digitally.
Oh, cool. What do you use to draw?
I draw people because I'm confident that, like, I'm really bad at drawing anything other than people.
But you do it on a computer?
No, I do it on my phone.
Oh, on your phone.
Yeah, there's an app.
What's the app that you use?
Yeah, what is it?
Ibis Paint X. Yeah, Ibis Paint X.
And you just use your finger?
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't have a stylus or something like that?
No, I don't use stylus.
I don't know how good I'd be at drawing with my finger.
It's like drawing with your finger. Okay, I'm not the best at explaining it. It's like drawing with a pencil, except you're drawing with no pencil, and it's actually a comprehension of your mind, and it's actually wood that you're holding, except there's air. Okay, I'm bad at explaining stuff.
I don't understand how you would like get the shapes right and everything if you were just using your finger. That seems really difficult.
What do you mean? Because they have rulers. They have like the circular ruler. They have like the lines, like,
You mean like the different tools on the program?
Yeah, like they have tools on the program, like the circle tool, the line tool, okay, I'm pretty sure that's all the tools. Sadly, they don't have a square tool because I want to make a square for some reason. Can't remember why I wanted to make a square, but I wanted to make a square. They have the oval tool. They have the lines tool because who wants to move the ruler? Because, like, you have to actually move the ruler, draw for it.
How do you, like, edit it all?
I don't really know what you mean by edit it all, but if you mean, like, the speed paint, like, you go into the gallery and then there's going to be, like, a triangle, like, a play button. And then you press that button and it shows what you just did. And
okay. Yeah. I think I get it. You just speed it up from there.
Yeah.
Do you share your artwork with people or do you just do it for fun for yourself?
I do it for myself, and I also do it because of my TikToks.
Oh, yeah.
Amelia will probably know because she has seen my bead paint edit stuff.
Cool.
Okay, I'm gonna stop talking right now.
Well, does anyone have anything coming up that they're especially excited for? Lena?
School, I hope. I don't want to go back to online school. That's not fun.
So you're excited for in-person school?
Yes.
Hopefully in the fall.
Yes, because that means I finally get a locker. I have been waiting.
You don't get lockers until fifth grade?
I think we do, or it's just a waste of lockers that we have because we have tons of lockers. And we didn't get lockers in third grade because apparently the third graders before us in third grade, I mean fourth grade by the way, were like, oh, here's my locker combination. It's 11111.
They weren't really up on their security.
Yes, they were basically just saying, hey, mug me.
Thanks.
I didn't even use my locker this year at all.
Wait, how?
I don't know. I just, because I was a senior, I had, physically, my workload was light enough for me to carry around in my book bag.
I don't know.
Mentally, no, but physically, yes. So yeah, I pretty much just had, like, textbooks and notebooks and stuff that I could just carry around.
I don't know.
So I never bothered to visit my locker.
Wait, like, even when you brought your stuff home on, like, the last day of actually going to school?
Yeah, I just carried my stuff around.
Wait, are you sure it was light? Because, like, my back almost broke while I was climbing up that hill.
My parents don't think it's light, but maybe I'm just used to it because I've been through it so many times. But I pretty much just had some notebooks, some books, and the heaviest thing in there was my AP Environmental Science textbook. That's the heaviest thing in my bag, and I'm bringing that back on a day that they sent us an email that I can't remember right now. I'll be bringing all my stuff back.
Yeah, backpacks get heavy.
They do.
I've had to move people's bags before, like if they put them in a funny spot in the library, and then I just like move it to a chair or something. And I'm always like, oh my gosh, this is so heavy. I can't believe they carry this around.
Yeah.
Your poor shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure I was there at one point in my life. Mm-hmm. I also don't remember using my locker very much. I think I mostly used it to like put my coat away.
Speaking of backpacks, the secret to not have your backpack break like for the 15th time this year, and I figured it out when it was literally quarantine. Well, not quarantine, but like at the end of the year, you guys get it. And So you have to get a sports bag from like a sports store, like, you know, the hiking bags.
Mm-hmm.
So the backpacks for school aren't really built that well. They're built like willy-nilly, like, oh, let's just have like this one piece of string that everyone has to carry around. And then boom, that's what we call a backpack.
Oh, you have a string backpack. No, I have the strap.
That was just a joke. Like,
I thought you meant you actually had like the drawstring backpack. So I'm like, man, that must be awful.
That must hurt.
Because those things like would cut into your shoulders if you had to carry them around with like textbooks in them and stuff.
I meant that as a joke because like they always like scrunched up into like a roll that you could like eat like cinnamon rolls. And so the ways that your backpack could never break is the hiking bag, because they build them more sturdier because they probably think you're going to hike up Mount Everest.
Yep. And it's higher stakes if like your bag breaks and you're on a hiking trip.
Yeah.
So that's why they make sports bags like really good.
I have seen people walking around with like whole duffel bags in school before.
Well,
yeah. I even asked my friend when she came with her basketball practice bag, whose body are you hiding in there?
And then she's like, that's what they seem big enough to do, don't they?
Yeah. I don't know how strong she is, but I bet she was hiding a body because it was big enough for all the tiny people to fit in there.
All of them.
I think I could fit myself in a duffel bag if I really had to. Well, if it was like a life or death situation, I think I could fit myself in a duffel bag. I gotta keep one eye open tonight, I guess.
On that note, we're just about out of time for today.
We were still talking about bookish things. There are book bags, there are books in the book bag. Let's count it. This was valid.
Yeah, just watch your back, everyone. We hope everyone has a really great week with lots of quality reading time. Yay. And stays out of the duffel bags.
Yes, please.
And please. Has a nice sturdy backpack.
Yeah.
And maybe gets a locker someday.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, have a good week. Happy reading.
Bye.
Happy reading. Bye.
Feeling, gotta know. You gotta go. You gotta feel them. You gotta know. Grow into a blossoming maple tree. Sweet like the core of your frequency. Grow into the magic of your destinies. You can be whatever you wanna be. You gotta go. You gotta feel it.